Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Night World, Spellbinder, by L.J. Smith, performed by Jeannie Stith. For Maurice Ogden, with thanks. Chapter 1. Expelled. It was one of the scariest words a high school senior could think of, and it kept ringing in Thea Harmon's mind as her grandmother's car approached the school building.
"This," Grandma Harmon said from the front passenger seat, "is your last chance. You do realize that, don't you?"
As the driver pulled the car to the curb, she went on.
"I don't know why you got thrown out of the last school, and I don't want to know. But if there's one whiff of trouble at this school, I'm going to give up and send both of you to your Aunt Ursula's. And you don't want that, now do you?"
Thea shook her head vigorously. Aunt Ursula's house was nicknamed the Convent, a gray fortress on a deserted mountaintop. Stone walls everywhere, an atmosphere of gloom, and Aunt Ursula watching every move with thin lips. Thea would rather die than go there. In the back seat next to her, Thea's cousin Blaze was shaking her head, too. But Thea knew better than to hope she was listening. Thea herself could hardly concentrate. She felt dizzy and very untogether, as if half of her were still back in New Hampshire in the last principal's office. She kept seeing the look on his face that meant she and Blaze were about to be expelled. Again. But this time had been the worst. She'd never forget the way the police car outside kept flashing red and blue through the windows, or the way the smoke kept rising from the charred remains of the music.